The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 284, Plunder.
Did you say plunder?
Yes, plunder. There's a ship laden with goods that we are on our way to intercept. So what is your desire, Hanukkah?
We will go with you. I want to see what you call plunder. I don't think it will match my definition.
Excellent. Follow me. We will board my ship and depart immediately. My fighters have already departed.
Fighters? I hope they are better than the ones you sent out to the Prometheus and the Mercury. That was embarrassing.
My god is right. Their skills were less than favorable.
Don't worry about these fighters. They are my best pilots. Come, join me on the bridge.
Great son of Krull, who is this hideous, grotesque lizard?
Grotesque, you say, you pathetic humanoid slime. I should eviscerate you and feed you to the mantras.
I'll have no bloodshed on my bridge.
Oh, there won't be any blood. Just oozing green slime. Sprog, you big green lizard. How are you?
I am well. No thanks to you.
You know this Jubatan?
Of course I do. We were both bodyguards in Rage. I see you grew your claw back.
You lost a claw?
Yes, my eviscerating claw. That humanoid Gabby shot it off in the mercenary camp on Titan 3.
Gabby? You too? She brought great pain to me. I hope someday to repay her.
I will gladly join you.
Now that this touching reunion is over, please strap yourselves in for departure.
And how long is the journey to the ship of which you speak?
We will return to the asteroid field and wait. By the time we get there, the ship should be ours for the taking.
Are you confident that its cargo is worth the plunder?
We don't just attack freighters at random. We have inside help.
Ah, I see. You have a plant somewhere in the warehouse system.
It makes our task to find good ships much easier.
Then let's go. Plundering time is at hand.
Here it is, the canal here at the end of 167th Street.
I can see it's very residential. It would be hard to offload drugs anywhere along the canal.
It would be impossible.
Why do you say that?
We're coming up on the Harbor Biscayne. Now look to the right as we cross the bridge.
Okay, good grief. There are pipes going across, some sort of floating barrier, and what looks like a larger structure crossing the canal.
Yeah, that's a bridge, but it's all private.
I can see what looks like a dock on the other side.
And that's where we're going. The only way to access it is down the road here.
Does it have a suitable place for unloading a boat?
Yes, there's a rental place for kayaks, small boat rentals, and one for water sports equipment, plus a dock. The entrance is just ahead. It's called East Reynolds Park. It closes at 6 p.m. There's just a small guard gate they could easily bypass at night.
I imagine your people have been watching it.
Yes, that's why we're exploring other options. We assume that since the Lees are Chinese, they'd be working out of an area with the highest concentration of Chinese.
They very well could be working out of anywhere. I mean, their business was located in the heart of Little Italy in Baltimore.
Okay, this is the turn.
These trees are pretty thick back here.
That's another reason this place was on our radar. In the spring, summer, and fall, there's plenty of overhead cover.
Perfect for avoiding being spotted from the air.
And also from the ground.
I see they have a nice small black fence around the large meadow area.
Yeah, people bring their dogs and let them run around. It's really a nice park. Okay, up ahead are three businesses.
I see the first one rents out small boats or crafts. The other one, kayaks. What about the building?
They sell water sports equipment.
I'm looking them up on my phone now.
And that's a convenience I could have used when I first got here.
That's odd. It says here that they close at 7 p.m., but the sign coming in said the park closes at 6.
If you noticed, there was a gate on both sides of the road. They dropped the one on the side going in at 6. That gives people an hour to pack up and leave. A few leave by water.
That's a pretty nice dock. I can see someone coming in under the cover of darkness, offloading their product and getting out of there unseen.
And I-95 is close to the Chinese businesses on 167th Street. They could be northbound on I-95 in a couple of minutes.
And that's a straight shot to Baltimore.
Yep, a perfect setup, if that's what they're doing.
I'll keep this place in mind. Do you have any others?
Remember, I told you the only access to the ocean is through Bao Bay?
Yes, and it's quite a twisted journey to get here. Why?
Because that has direct access to the ocean through the Hallover Inlet.
Is there easy access to it?
Yeah, there's ample parking for the beach, and there's a protected marina.
Protected? What do you mean?
YouTube it sometime. Hallover Inlet Worst Boat Fails. It's a very tricky inlet, and a lot of people don't respect it.
I'll check it out. Okay, I've seen everything I need to see. Let's get back to the hotel. I need to study some maps.
All right, if you have any questions, just call me.
Not a problem.
Oh my god, it sounds like they have the same band playing the same song.
I don't know, maybe it's their house band.
What house? The house of Krull?
Duh, they must work cheap, just like they play. Ugh.
Have you heard from the others?
Yeah, they'll be along in a bit.
Let's get that sound booth over there. All right, Joe Mac. First round is on you.
All right, let's see. How about 4 duffs?
Duffs? Are you kidding me? I know I need me sinuses cleared out, but you gotta get a little classier than that, Skipper.
How about 4 Romulan ales to get started?
They actually make something called Romulan ale?
Yeah, apparently a local brewery thought it'd make good plonk. Have to be careful, though. It packs a punch like a dry dingo hitting a billabong.
Look, I'm going to play it safe and order the house beer. If you want any of that fancy stuff, you're welcome to get it after the first round.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
All right. House beer and 4. Done.
So what does everyone think of the arrangement the controller signed off on?
I think given the circumstances, that was about the best he could do. You're not getting your flaming ship back anytime soon, and neither is the skipper.
Hey, I know it's frustrating for you two, but we'll be pretty busy going after Hanukkah and his guard.
Yeah, I suppose so. I guess as long as we're getting monetary units, I can suffer through another mission.
Yeah. I wonder how many more times you'll get set adrift this time.
I hope I've filled me quota. I've had enough of that.
Yes, thanks!
Ladies and gentlemen, and I include you, Marco, here's a toast to a successful mission and more to come.
Cheers!
Here's mud in your eye.
Yeah, it is to swimming with bow-legged women.
Bow-legged women?
Oh, it's a fisherman thing. It's going to be different working without Tony, Slane and Lenora.
Yeah, but at least Slane will be getting back to where people can actually understand what he's saying.
And I thought my accent was heavy.
I'm kind of worried about Lenora.
Really? Were you getting sweet on her, Joe Mac?
No, I mean she's human, but more of an alien than anything else. I think she'll have a tough time fitting in.
I wouldn't worry about her too much. She's been through a lot. I'm sure she can adapt.
Plus she's going to a world where everyone lives under a secret identity.
What, you mean MI6?
Yeah, For all we know, Tony Simon and Slane are made-up names. I mean, did you ever hear anyone use Slane's first name?
Ah, dear, I thought Slane was his first name.
I wouldn't worry too much about her. She's had to make a lot of adaptions since mercenary camp.
Just think how much has happened since that day at camp. Wi-Fi gets arrested along with Lister.
And Lenora becomes an IDF agent.
And Mondu turns on Rage.
And you blew the claw right off that big lizard guy. What was his name?
Sprague. Yeah, he wasn't too happy with me. I hope he's still locked up. That was one big lizard.
Big lizard? You must be talking about Sprague. Whatever brought that up?
Come on in. There's room. We were just reminiscing about all the things that happened since the day of the mercenary camp. Like Gabby shooting the Jubatan.
You mean the day I saved all of your hides?
Say, you had a female Jubatan pilot, didn't you?
Yeah, Sheila. Great to work with, as long as you didn't upset her.
Really? I hear they're pretty skittish.
Let me put it to you this way. After mating, they're known to eviscerate the male and devour them for nourishment. Other than that, she was a good pilot.
I've had some bad dealings with those lizards. My kind and their kind just do not get along.
That would be a fight I'd pay to see.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Trust me, it's not pretty.
Speaking of some action, what's in store for us? Hope we're not sitting around here for a couple of sleep cycles just to roam around in space.
We will leave here for the asteroid field. It seems like that's where Zardoz and his pirates hide for ambushes. It's close to the trade route between Beldebar and the Titan system.
If we scan frequencies, we might be able to pick up a distress call from any freighter under attack.
I can check with Beldebar dispatch and see if any freighters are currently en route to Titan.
That would be good. Also, check to see when the next one departs. If there is one on its way to the Titan system and it's close to the asteroid field, we can leave earlier.
I'm ready to go right now.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, Liam, but we don't have a target yet.
Well, we can sit out there and wait for one.
We could be sitting for a while. A couple of sleep cycles is plenty of time for something to happen.
Captain Nate is right. If something develops, I'm sure the controller will notify us. We'll have a better idea after we check the dispatch schedule.
I still wish we could take the Prometheus.
Relax, Liam. You'll get plenty of flying with the Mercury.
That's right. And don't forget, she's the fastest ship in the galaxy.
I suppose so.
We've been through a lot together. This is the time to relax and enjoy yourselves.
Cheers!
Hear, hear.
Mr. McMillan, I see you managed to find me.
Well, your address was on your business card. What kind of spy would I be if I couldn't find you?
John, this is Kelly, my assistant.
I take it you're the one who tracked me down.
Well, I was partly responsible, but my sister works for Homeland Security and she did most of the work.
Which leads me to why I'm here. Who all knows about this?
Just the people in this room and Kelly's sister, Kate.
Yeah, if you're worried about her, don't be. She's well aware of the situation.
And what is the situation?
That you're obviously involved in some sort of clandestine situation, and it involves one of her co-workers. She knows not to say anything to anyone.
And what about you?
Like I said, I'm just an alien here observing you Earthlings.
Well, he's a real comedian, isn't he?
Sam can be trusted. He has years of experience in the cloak and dagger world. As I told you earlier, our main job is to vet people for federal jobs that require a secret clearance. If we expose an undercover operation, well, there goes our credibility. So you have no need to worry. You were nothing more than a subject we were asked to follow.
I have to hand it to you. You did a pretty good job of that. Now what?
Well, now it's up to you what we do next. We have an obligation to our client, but we do have national security to consider.
You sound like a lawyer.
Hey, I'm a paralegal. Don't insult me.
So, looks like the ball's in your court. Is it that you just can't trust your wife?
I just didn't want to get her involved in what I was doing. The less she knew, the better it was for her.
Well, guess what? That didn't work out so well, did it?
So what are you going to do?
No. The question is, what are you going to do?
I have an obligation to my client. We were asked to follow you, which we did. We can tell her that you were not doing anything nefarious. At least, I don't think you are.
How much do you know about Kulkov?
Well, we know he's on the Interpol watch list as a suspected arms dealer.
We know you met him in Fort Sheridan, and he showed you a weapon from his trunk.
Now, we know that you met him at a storage facility to see all of the weapons.
And then there was some phony raid and arrest.
What we don't know is if he was the target, or if you're going for the head of the dragon, as they say.
That's more than you should know.
Well, to be honest, John, we wouldn't know any of this if Janet had known what your job was.
Well, as a woman, I can tell you that doesn't sit very well with me. It's like you didn't trust me. Wait, I take that back. You actually did not trust me.
I know this looks bad, but there were extenuating circumstances.
I wouldn't be worried about them. I'd be worried about the circumstances waiting for you at home.
Are you married, Mr. Barnes?
Please, it's Jim, and I was. I lost my family in a fire years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But I know what you're thinking. Believe me, I still remember what it was like to go on a stakeout and not tell her what was going on. The difference was that she knew I was a cop. Your wife thinks you're a government contracting agent. Big difference.
I'm just trying to protect her.
Take it from me, Mr. McMillan. This isn't something you hide from your spouse.
So I am leaving this in your court. Your wife is suspicious and concerned. It's only going to get worse.
I'll take that into consideration, Jim. A bigger problem for me is what to tell the company.
Just tell them that one of the Homeland operatives got careless and exposed his face and someone at Homeland ID'd him.
There were no cameras there, so how did they ID him?
Another agency was staking out the storage facility because someone noticed weapons being put into a unit and called them. The place was being staked out with hidden cameras.
You know, as devious as you are, you could work for us.
It's my alien superpower.
I'm beginning to believe it.
Another day began, and I didn't feel any closer to finding the Lees. Looking at all the possible sites where drugs could come into Miami and make their way to 167th Street was overwhelming. I had spent the evening hours the day before researching where drugs were being intercepted. Recently, the Coast Guard seized 132 pounds of cocaine entering Haulover Inlet. There's a basin there, which would make it easy to offload. Thornton and Scarlett spent the afternoon visiting various airports around the area. We're both chasing shadows.
Good morning, Kate.
Scarlett, Pappy, did you have any luck yesterday?
Not really.
We did manage to make face-to-face contact with several airport managers. If I'd jet landed at any of them, we'd have known about it.
So you're back at square one.
The way I look at it, we eliminated several airports. Now we just need to visit the rest and see if our jet landed anywhere.
Oh, it landed somewhere, all right. We just need to find it. So how did it go for you yesterday?
Ivan took me to the closest thing to Chinatown that Miami has. After that, he showed me the mouth of the canal that runs parallel to 165th Street.
Did it look promising?
Not really. The entrance to the canal is blocked, so they'd have to offload their product at a park, which doesn't give you much privacy. Also, they'd have to navigate a lot of twists and turns to get from the ocean to the park.
That doesn't sound like something a smuggler would want to do.
That's why he took me to the inlet, where one would have access to the ocean. It's called Haulover Inlet. The entrance can be pretty treacherous. You should YouTube epic boat fails at Haulover Inlet.
So if it's that dangerous, why do you suspect they'd use it?
I researched it last night. Just recently, the Coast Guard made a big bust just east of the inlet. So I know it's been tried.
So what's your next step?
Ivan's checking with ICE to see if there's been any recent activity or if the Lees are on their radar right now.
Talk about a needle in a haystack.
I think we're all like the dog chasing its tail.
I'm hopeful something will break soon.
You won't have to wait long, at least for you two.
What you got?
A small jet landed at an airstrip known to be used by drug runners. By the time the DEA got to it, the jet had departed south. It looks like either a drug or money drop.
Or a person drop.
Do they have any indication of its point of origin?
Only that it didn't come from the south. They don't monitor the north as closely since all the drug traffic originates south of our borders.
So where is the strip?
The Everglades.
The Everglades? Nelson and I joked about that when we learned the Lees were headed to Florida. People disappear in the Glades.
Now, if there's an airstrip out there, I'm sure we can get to it without having to use an airboat.
All I can think of is that show where people wrangle pythons in the Everglades. It looks like there's one every few feet.
It's bad, but not quite that bad. I'll make arrangements to take you there so you can have a look around. Just to be safe, I have gators for both of you.
Gators? We have to deal with gators, too?
Not alligators. Gators. You wrap them around your legs on top of your boots.
Oh, I see. Body armor to protect from snake bites. Great.
Stand by for portal closure. The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress.
Mr. Pearman, so good to see you again.
Welcome back to Terra Firma. Agent Slane, good to see you again.
Good to be home.
And Lenora, it's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Thank you. I'm not sure what I'm feeling right now. There's a whole new world awaiting me.
Yes, quite literally. Do you think you're ready?
I guess I'll find out. That big transfer point where we first landed was amazing.
I was trying to explain what all the different STIP units represented.
She wasn't the only one. I thought the huge beer bottle was hilarious.
Yes, Agent Hawk used that for her mission to Denmark.
Speaking of missions, do you have any idea why we were called back?
All I know is that Director Cage requested that you, Slane, and Lenora return as soon as you completed your mission.
Do we have to change STIP units again?
No, this is the London STIP. You were sent here for administrative purposes.
What sort of administrative purpose?
Before Lenora embarks on her new life here, she needs to be legal. Earth is populated by aliens, such as myself, but we are legal citizens, at least on paper. So, Lenora, if you would follow me, we need to get you fixed up.
Well, this should be interesting.
Please place your hands here. We'll scan your prints. Excellent. Now, a quick cheek swab. Good. And now a photo ID, and we're all set.
You want me to stand right here?
Yes, please. And in 3, 2, 1. There you go. Happy with that?
I've taken better, but it'll do. And just like that, I'm legal?
Just like that. We had everything pre-printed. I just needed prints, DNA, and a photo to complete your paperwork.
You could make a killing on the black market making these fake IDs.
Yes, I suppose you could.
And here you go, your official ID. Here is a summation of your personal history and, last but certainly not least, your badge.
Wow. I feel official now.
Welcome to MI6.
Now, if you'll step back aboard, you'll be off to London.
I wonder what's in store for us.
I don't know, Agent Slane, but in a few minutes we're going to find out.
What awaits Simon's team back at MI6? Will Thornton and Scarlet be able to find his swamp-hidden airstrip? And will McMillan tell Janet what he really does? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Big Ben Bound.